our series of classic editions of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, broadcast in memory of the programme's much-loved host, Humphrey Lyttelton. This show was recorded at the Ipswich Regent on the 9th of May, 2005.
We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel gates. At the piano is Colin Sell and your chairman is Humphrey Lyttelton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a return visit to Ipswich, the undisputed jewel in Suffolk's crown. A beautiful county of gently rolling hills, Suffolk is bordered by Norfolk with its historic Tudor villages and nature reserve coastline, by Cambridgeshire with its fine university and unspoiled countryside, and by Essex. Opening in the 1920s, Ipswich Airport operated Britain's first air services to Paris. It was one of these flights that brought the great French dessert chef Escoffier to Ipswich, where he set about traditional English tarts and was soon famous for his spotted dick. Early charity parachute jumps also took place at Ipswich Airport, including the first made by a blind man. Older staff at the aerodrome remember it as a unique occasion, as they'd never before heard a golden Labrador scream. To the north of Suffolk is Newmarket, home of the Jockey Club. Founded in 1752, it's responsible for the control and regulation of underpants. In recent years, the coastline around Ipswich has suffered severe erosion, but this has proved a boon to hunters of fossils that are released by the waves and deposited by the incoming tide. So there's no shortage of washed-up relics here. They are on my left, Graham Garvin, and on my right, Tim Brooke Taylor and Jeremy Hardy. And please welcome the lady who gets her head down when the team's points are up. Our scorer, the delightful Samantha. Okay, let's get on with it. We started with a game that I see is called Kiss of Death. Nice to see some much-needed accuracy creeping in at last. In this round, I'll ask the teams to suggest examples of remarks which, if uttered on a first date, would guarantee an immediate termination of the relationship. Graham, would you care to start, please?
I hope you don't mind men who like to play rough. I've got one waiting in the bedroom.
Tim?
No wonder you didn't send a photo. Shall we listen to quote-unquote? Barry?
You don't sweat much for a big girl.
Jeremy?
There's something different about you. You're so alive.
Let's do it right here and now while everyone's concentrating on the sermon.
Oh dear, sorry about this. I hope it's just nits.
I would ask you back to my place, but I've got a chainsaw in soak.
Well, that's better out than in. Look out! Just my little joke.
I find myself torn between Veritas and UKIP.
Get your balaclava on, you pulled.
Okay, the teams are going to sing along now with some well-known discs in the game called Pick Up Song. Samantha made her customary visit to the gramophone library earlier, where she found a producer was filming a documentary. He was pleased to see Samantha, as he needed a body double, and explained that although he wasn't sure he could use her arms or hands, he'd certainly be happy to find her legs apart. Samantha is now poised over the record deck with this week's selection of discs and ready to give them a spin. You should sing along, teams, until at my signal, Samantha turns the volume down. If on the music's return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean prizes. Who let the dogs out? This week's prize will ideally suit every proud homeowner who wants to keep their carpets pine fresh and viper free. It's a year's supply of snake and vac. Barry, you can start. I'd like you to accompany Tony Christie singing Is This the Way to Amarillo?
When the day is dawning on a Texas Sunday morning, how I long to be there with Marie, who's waiting for me there. Every lonely city where I hang my hat ain't as half as pretty as where my baby's at. Is this the way to Amarillo? Every night I've been hugging my pillow, keeping dreams of Amarillo.
You now, Graham, would you please accompany Peter Sarsgaard singing Where Do You Go To, My Lovely?
You talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jamel.
Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stone records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me thousands around you. I want to look inside your head. See
Tim, would you please accompany Althea and Donna singing Uptown Top Rampant?
Silly in the them checks say we hip and ting. True, them to no one ting. We have no going and ting. No pub, no style. Our strictly roots. No pub, no style. Our strictly roots. See me upon the road, I hear you call out to me. True, you see me in a pants and ting. See me in a altar back. See me give you heart attack. Give me little bass, make me wind up me waist. Uptown top ranking. Oh, uptown top ranking. Oh, uptown top ranking. See me in me Benson ting. Oh, driving no constant spring. Then check a say me come home, Cosmo spring. But a
true constant spring.
And finally, Jeremy. Will you please accompany Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel singing Come Up and See Me, Make Me Smile?
You've done it all. You've broken every code and pulled the rebel to the floor. You spoiled the game, no matter what you say.
for only metal water ball. Blue eyes, how come you tell so many lies? Come up and see me, make me smile, or do what you want, running wild. There's nothing left, all done and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while, it's just a test. A game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile.
Right. The teams will take turns to act out scenes illustrating well-known proverbs for their opponents to guess. Proverbs are, of course, those wise sayings expressing pithy advice to anyone with an interest in pith. Tim and Jeremy, you're to start, please, and your proverb will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. For listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away. An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Right, you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham. Off you go, Tim and Jeremy.
There are eight words, and it goes like this.
Oh.
How are we going to get rid of him? We must use a computer.
Is it a special, beautifully looking little computer?
It is very stylish and favoured by graphic designers.
Can you use all PC programs on it?
No, it is not compatible with much PC software.
I think I can guarantee he won't be back for 24 hours.
Exterminate.
Exterminate
the end.
This is obviously keeping somebody at bay, isn't it, for 24 hours, I would have said.
Because you are the next Doctor Who, aren't you, Baz?
Yes, indeed.
So it's the Doctor and a Macintosh.
So close.
An apple.
Yeah.
An apple a day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, your turn, Barry and Graham. Your proverb is now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Love me, love my dog. Love me, love my dog.
That's right, five words, I think.
Five, yep.
Here it is.
Oh, Mr. Blanket. Three in a bed romp.
The end.
You can lead the Home Secretary to water.
love something, love the dog.
I'll give you this.
Love me, love my dog. Love me, love my dog.
Yeah. Come on.
It's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. First, I noticed from the more than 20,000 envelopes we received this week that we've been entered into the Reader's Digest prize draw. And that there's a postcard from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, "Dear Mr. Mandela, that big statue in Trafalgar Square looks nothing like you. Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis." And on with the game, teams, and in a bid to speed things up, I have this week provided you each with the latest satellite navigation technology. So if you'd please program into your sat-nav boxes a route from Liverpool Street to Mornington Crescent, which takes account of Montague's second stationary ruling. I'd like you to start, please, Tim.
Right, from Liverpool Street, yes.
That's okay. What I said. 5 minutes.
Let me just set it up.
Turn right after 200 yards.
Well, that's quite helpful. I think that takes me into Googe Street.
Googe?
Googe.
Good. Oh, now let me see.
You've got the map upside down.
Oh. Oh, great. So clever.
Shut up and let me concentrate.
Okay. Okay. Farringdon. Farringdon. Farringdon.
Continue straight when you get to the junction.
Okay, that's Hyde Park Corner.
Right. We'll go to Oxford Street.
Please execute a U-turn immediately. This is a one-way street.
Oh. Oxford Circus is what I meant. Oxford Circus.
Very funny.
Okay, let's see this bit.
Carry on after the box junction. No, wait. Yes, straight ahead. Sorry, I lost my bearings there for a minute.
Well, pull yourself together.
I've got a headache.
All right, so Fairlop.
Fairlop, yeah.
Fairlop.
Now, leave me alone, I'll sort this out.
Whoops. That's a northern approach, is it not?
Now then, Fritz.
Have you never played this game before?
Shut up, you. Bessnall Green.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Turnpike Lane.
That was fantastic play, Jeremy.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed.
I love you, Jeremy.
Bad news.
I've got a headache.
I think we need to head for Camden
Turn
Town.
Left. Oh, no, right. Left. Left. Other left.
I will. I'll have Camden Town.
Oh dear. I'll go there.
Stop.
Oh, all right. No. Oxford Circus.
Hackney Central.
Oh dear. Clumsy play.
Okay. Let's see what she's got.
I don't believe it. Did you see that? World of Leather have got a sale on.
Fulham Broadway.
I love you, Jeremy.
Not now.
Please sing to me. Please.
No. No.
Cockfosters.
Didn't the old man say Montague's second stationary ruling?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
That's a northern approach, is it not?
I see. Yes,
no conferring.
Oh. Belsize Park.
Ah, in that case, Lower Regent Street?
Moorgate.
Oh.
You now have to sacrifice seven sisters.
I've got excited again.
Beware. That is a vertical approach.
Waterloo.
That was fantastic play, Jeremy.
Trafalgar Square.
That's it. Mornington Crescent.
Our next round is dedicated to the US President. George W. Bush is the elected leader of the world's only superpower, controller of the world's most influential economic infrastructure, and supreme commander of the largest nuclear weapons-equipped military force on the planet. You couldn't make it up, could you? But then, according to a Gallup poll, 3.7 million of the American electorate believe they've been abducted and interrogated by aliens. presumably with the question, what were you thinking? Teams, I brought along a selection of incomplete quotations from speeches made by President Bush, which I'd like you to finish off. Okay, Graham, we'll start with you. This first quotation was delivered in Saginaw, Michigan, while attempting to prove his environmental credentials.
In the Pacific Northwest, I've made it clear to the citizens up there, I oppose breaching those dams. I know the human being and fish can...
can legally marry in France.
Here's what he actually said.
I oppose breaching those dams. I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
How can we possibly top it?
Okay, your turn, Tim. This remark by George W. Bush was made in Washington on January the 11th, 2001.
We'll make America where we want it to be. A literate country and
A country where people can read and write. As well. Here's what he actually said.
We'll make America where we want it to be. A literate country and a hopeful country.
I've got a headache.
Don't blame you. You now, Jeremy, here's a part of a quote by George W. from a campaign speech in Iowa.
We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold...
or hold the baby after the bathwater has bolted.
That was fantastic play, Jeremy. I love you, Jeremy.
Here's what he actually said.
We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
I don't understand why he declared war on tourists. And Barry, another remark made by the president at a press conference.
See, without the tax relief package, there would have been a deficit. But there wouldn't have been the commensurate,
Nurse!
Here's what he actually said.
The kick to our economy.
It's not even his second language.
Okay, here are some for any of you to have a go at. Here he is again with some remarks said at a press conference from the Rose Garden of the White House.
You know, let me talk about Al-Qaeda just for a second. I made the statement that we're dismantling senior management, and we are. Our people have done a really good job of hauling in a lot of the key operators. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Abu Zubaydah,
Mahmoud Indigo, Shake, Rattle, and Roll, Yes Sir, That's My Baby, and Celine Dion.
Here's what he actually said.
Our people have done a really good job of hauling in a lot of the key operators. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Abu Zubaydah, Ramzi Al-Sheeb, or whatever the guy's name was.
And finally, here's George W. after meeting with a special envoy to Iraq in the Oval Office.
The ambassador and the general were briefing me on the vast majority of Iraqis want to live in a peaceful, free world. And we will find these people. And...
and disillusion them.
Here's what he actually said.
A vast majority of Iraqis want to live in a peaceful, free world. And we will find these people. And we will bring them to justice.
It's very nearly the end of the show, but there's just time to fit in a round of Smokers Book Club. Samantha has to nip out now, as she likes to smoke fine cigars. Obviously, smokers are banished from inside buildings these days. So she's off out the back to enjoy a hand-rubbed Cuban in a doorway. So while she's away doing that, I'd like the teams to suggest titles of books likely to suit a readership of smokers. You can start this one, Jeremy.
Great Expectations.
Tim?
A Tale of Two Siggies.
Barry?
On Her Majesty's Senior Service.
Graham?
The Da Vinci Cough.
Silas Marlborough.
20,000 Fags Under the Sea.
Angela's Ashtray.
The Spy Who Came In for a Fag.
Tinker Tailor Soldier Ashtray.
Capstan Full Strength Mandolin.
Curious Incident of the Dog End in the Night.
Eats Cheroots and Leaves.
I, Claudius, am having a fag.
Well, that's the end of the show.
Harry Pothead and the Philosopher's Bong. by J.K. Rollups.
Well, that's the end of the show. But first, I'll ask the teams to read the cuttings they brought along. All done?
Yeah.
Okay. With that, it's goodbye from the teams, myself, Samantha, and the good folk of Ipswich. Goodbye.
Barry Pryor, Graham Garvin, Jeremy Hardy and Tim Brooke Taylor have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.